Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey guys, this is David. Welcome to today's Behind the Velvet Rope. Today we welcome back for a third time, Miss Sutton Strack. Now I know some of you track every guest that we have and every move that we make, and I appreciate that from the absolute bottom of my heart, but it is not about me. It is about Sutton. It is rare that we have a housewife on twice within one season. Today we had no choice but to call Sutton Strack back. This season of RHOBH, Sutton is bringing it. Just like a lot of you have been saying, she has been earning that diamond. Sutton is speaking up when it's time to speak up. She is learning things. She is just bringing it. So today we catch up with Sutton Strack. If you haven't heard our sit down with Sutton Strack from earlier this season, I will share the link. At the beginning of the season, we sat down with Sutton and we talked about what can we expect this season on RHOBH? We saw the explosive trailers. We know what's going on in real life. What can we expect? Today, we check in with Sutton. How is it going now that we're at this point in the season? How is your season going? Who are you still talking to? Who are you not still talking to? We talked to Sutton about everything. So we had to break this exception. We had to call back Sutton. And today we analyze everything you've seen to date on RHOBH with a one and only Sutton Strack. Cue music. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back Behind the Velvet Rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined back by Miss fresh off her Jimmy Kimmel appearance, Miss Sutton Strack. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What is going on today in the world of the Sutton concept? Is it a busy day, Sutton?
It's a really busy day. I've got meetings and I've got a dinner tonight and working on a lot of fun stuff for the store, actually. So it's good.
I love it. How was Jimmy Kimmel? Was that just like unbelievable? I watched.
Did you watch it?
I did.
It was so fun. And Maren was so great. So it was, I got to tell you, it was quite unbelievable. Who would have thunk? So it was good.
First housewife ever to be on Jimmy Kimmel. That's nothing to sneeze at, Sutton.
Well, I probably did sneeze a couple of times, but no, it was really great. And I felt so honored. So it was pretty unbelievable.
I loved it. Well, listen, you're back. We have to stop meeting like this, even though I love it. So listen, we sat down a few weeks ago as we were heading into this, you know, season of RHOBH, and we discussed like, wow, the trailer looks amazing and explosive, and we have all this stuff to come. So how is this season going for you?
You know, I don't know. You're watching it right along with me. So I feel like this season's a bit of a nail biter. It's been a good one. It's been tumultuous, but it's been good.
You have a lot going on. I would say that you're earning your diamond, or you've earned it. What has been the biggest challenge for you this season? Like, what's been the hardest thing about this season?
I think for me, it was just, I had a lot going on personally. And you don't realize when your personal life is a bit out of whack, that it really does affect how you interact with people. And I think that's not just in filming, but probably everybody's life out there. And to see it, it's like, wow, you really have to keep your personal life in order because it does affect those around you, no matter what you're doing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Did your castmates know that you had stuff going on in your personal life, or you just kind of kept that out of it?
Well, I think some of them did. And it, you know, it wasn't bad stuff. It was just a lot at once. So, yeah, I mean, the girls are closer to me, so they did. And I think they were helpful. So, you know, and some of them didn't, or I just didn't talk about it as much as I probably should have, because I kept it in and then it just comes out. So there you go.
It comes out eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine one of the difficulties of the season was Crystal. Like, I mean, you know, you guys kind of right away, you know, you had this interaction over the, you know, I don't see color, and it kind of set your relationship from there. Do you think like that was why Crystal had an issue with you? Or do you think like she kind of came in guns blazing and before she even started filming kind of was like, I have it out for Sutton?
I hope that that would not be the case, that she wouldn't like come in with an agenda. I think that that evening, the first evening in Tahoe, you know, I really made a mistake. Now I've watched it a couple of times, and you know, I should have just been quiet. I don't know what I was just talking. I was talking, and I interrupted her. I shouldn't have done it. And even the next morning, I still kept talking, and I just needed to be quiet and just listen, because what she was saying, I completely agree with, and I just should have let her say it.
It's that old, like, you know, gosh, sometimes if you just stay quiet, you're like, oh, wow.
And I'm just, you know, I just hope the viewers get to hear what she has to say. So
I think that they have. Do you think like that interaction then like set off your whole experience with Crystal, or do you think there was something more to it that was underlying of like why she just like, does she just not like you? I mean, sometimes people just don't get along, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like I told her, I can be difficult to get to know. I can be shy. And sometimes because I'm shy, I act as in a strange way a little bit. And some people can't adjust to that as quickly. So that could have been part of it. You know, and I think maybe same for her. I think she's a bit shy as well. So it took us longer to get to know each other than the other girls.
That makes sense to me. Well, thanks to Crystal and her dictionary, we all know the definition of the word violation.
Yes.
Do you think violation is one of those words like bullying? We always hear that on TV and people are like, that's not really the correct use of that word. Like, do you think that's just one of those words that people throw around too often?
I think that it is all relative. And if that's how she felt, then that's how she felt. And I have to respect that. And, you know, I apologized many times. And then we have to move on.
We do have to move on. Do you have PTSD, like just in your life, if you see a door that's closed?
Ah, no, I tell you what I have PTSD from is just the word Tahoe. I think that's where I'm like, oh, no, no, thanks. I mean, it was beautiful, but I do not want to come back anytime soon. That's my only PTSD.
I don't blame you. I don't think anyone could blame you.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to go back there for a while.
Well, one of the things we saw, which does seem to be the thing everyone's talking about amongst other things, is, you know, the whole, like, what am I jealous of? Your ugly leather pants. Now,
yes.
There have been discussions about these leather pants for hours at end by many people, but I would like to know what Crystal said, what are you jealous of? You know, or you're just jealous. Like, did you ever find out what she was accusing you of being jealous of?
No. You know, I think, what are you jealous of is a reactionary thing that people say. I don't think she had any thought of like that I was jealous of something. I think it's just something people say. Just like me saying your ugly leather pants. I wasn't even thinking about her pants. It just kind of came out. So it was just one of those very tense moments between us. And we said, you know, intense things. So it just blew up.
Of course, for you, Sutton, it goes back to the fashion, right? Like, you know, I understand you're the heat of the moment. Sometimes we don't know what comes out of our mouth, but at least you kept it on brand, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the fashion, right?
Exactly. So you don't.
It's okay. And I'm a fashion risk taker. So sometimes, and I miss the mark sometimes. You know, we can't all get it right.
I love a fashion risk taker personally. That's just me.
Yeah.
So you don't think she meant anything? Like, you don't think she really was accusing you of being jealous of something?
Maybe she was. I don't know. We'll have to ask her.
We will have to ask her when we see her. I talk to so many people on this show that when I run into someone or have them back on the show and they remember my name, I'm always blown away. It's the little details. And when it comes to sheets, the only place I turn is Boll & Branch. Why? Because they pay attention to the little details. Boll & Branch was formed by a husband and wife team that set out to give sleepers more choices for high quality sheets at a fair price. And boy, did they ever accomplish that. What I love is the variety of colors. I chose the pewter mainly because it goes best with my apartment. The sheets are so elegant. They look and feel so sophisticated, but the price is so reasonable. That's why I chose them. They're 100% organic cotton. They are made toxin-free. And what I love is they get softer with every wash. Sheets that look high-end, sophisticated, and elegant, but are affordable, sign me up. And that is why I did sign up. These are the only sheets I will now use. And you guys need to check this out. So listen, you can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Boll & Branch. And because you're listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code VELVET. What about, you know, now that we're watching it as the audience, like certain things, like, you know, Crystal has had moments in her confessionals where she said, has said things like, you know, Sutton is a ridiculous human being. Sutton is losing her mind. Is it harder to be there in the moment filming these things? Or is it like, okay, it's happening so quickly. Like sometimes things come out of your mouth, you don't know what you're saying. And now that you're watching it back, is it actually harder or no?
No, there were some things, some name calling that I would write down. Because there was a lot of name calling on me and I had to think about it and why these names were being thrown at me. To see it back, it's like, you know, kind of roll my eyes. Yeah, I'm the eye roller.
I'm an eye roller too. Yes. And you have the eye roller.
I do a lot of eye rolling at home privately. We'll just say that.
So you're rolling your eyes as you watch it back. I think that's okay. What about, no shade to this question at all, but you know, okay. I'm somebody that, I don't know, I'm like a cold New Yorker. Like I do not remember the last time in real life, other than TV and movies, I have cried. Have you ever cried this much in your entire life? You have shed many a tear, Sutton.
I know. I tell you what, those hormones will get you. Well, of course I've cried more than this in my life. More terrible things have happened to me. But it was, I couldn't get it together. I really couldn't. But I think I find myself getting it together the further we go along in the season. So thank God. There's some more tears coming, but they're almost like tears of gratitude because okay. I did do a journey with these ladies this season. And, you know, we all went through a lot. So I think there's some tears of gratitude coming.
Well, like you said, like you have this stuff, some things in your personal life and you were keeping it in and it comes out in some way. I think for you, maybe it just came out through the waterworks.
Yeah.
Which
it's okay to cry, everybody. Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Listen, I wish I could cry. And I don't know. I just don't cry.
Well, it's interesting because I can't cry anymore. Like I am, you know, the Cameron Diaz of the Holiday movie. Like I'm just like, I can't get them to come out now.
You just used it all up this season.
I used it all up. We'll see. I'm taking my daughter back to college next week. So we'll see. I'm going to be sad, but it might be like nothing.
I don't know. That might do it.
We'll see.
We will see. Well, we also saw this season, yes, one of the best pranks that we've ever seen on The Housewives, this whole martini thing. Now, you did get upset. You kicked Crystal under the table. You got upset with some of the ladies, but...
I did not kick anyone. I didn't kick her.
You were kicked.
Yes, and it was in the car. And it was not a kick. It was like a trying to get me to be part... And
They tried to... get you to be part, but you got mad at so many people, but you didn't get mad at kind of the person who started the whole thing, Kathy.
Well, no, because I didn't understand what was going on. It was very confusing. And that table that where we were was like 20 feet long because of COVID. So it was like, who is what? I just didn't get it. I just knew something was going on. And I was like the only one that didn't know what was going on. It was a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's weird. Like when you're the only one, you're like,
yeah, it's like, what are y'all doing it to me? I didn't understand.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes. It totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. When you watched it back, did you think it was somewhat funny or like, no, this is, I'm going to stick with my initial thoughts.
No, when I watched it, I was like, see, do y'all see? I'm right.
You weren't in on it, that's for sure. Do you like pranks? I mean, not being the butt of the joke, but are you like a prankster?
No, I don't like stuff like that. You know, I like having fun. And, you know, God knows I love a cocktail. Like, I don't like downing water. I just would rather, like, have cocktails and laugh about funny things. I don't know. No, it's not really my thing.
So you're not, like, secretly planning, like, you know, let's get back.
No.
What about as the season progresses, like, how do you think Kathy's doing? I mean, Kathy is kind of, the fans are loving her.
Kathy is just Kathy. She's great. She's great. She was really such a great addition. And she really has this ability to settle very, very tense moments through humor, but then also through kindness. And it was just so nice to have her there.
Who have you grown closer to and who have you grown apart from this season?
Well, you know, it's been so fun to get to know Kathy and I have a personal relationship with her now outside of the show. And that's been such a blessing. It's really nice because she and I have a lot in common. So that's kind of fun. No, I mean, we all kind of keep in touch. I mean, some more than others.
That makes sense.
Some of us aren't talking to each other, but, you know, that happens.
That does happen. What about, speaking of your castmates, you know, Garcelle has brought this up with Lisa Rinna, and it even came up like on Watch What Happens Live last week, you know, like Lisa has held like Lisa Vanderpump to the coals with the whole Puppygate thing. And, you know, this, she was on like a witch hunt with Denise. And like Lisa has said, you know, listen, I learned from my behavior, because Lisa seems to be just letting you all of you kind of just, no one's having to own it this season, according to Lisa Rinna. Like, do you think there's a new Lisa Rinna in town, or does Lisa have like a double standard?
I think that Lisa always will ask people to own it. Always. That's like in her genetics. She got the own it gene.
I don't think Lisa Rinna.
This is not going away.
You don't think it's going away?
No.
Do you think, so you don't think maybe she misses her friendship with Denise and has rethought?
You know, I don't know about her friendship with Denise. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I think it's hard for anyone if you lose a friendship. I think anyone would miss a friend. You know, it's like any kind of breakup. If you miss a boyfriend, you miss a friend, you always miss somebody that was special in your life. But I can't speak for her.
I think you do miss friends. Do you regret anything from this season? Like, you know, of what we've seen so far, like as you look back?
Well, of course, I regret interrupting Crystal. It's a huge regret. And it doesn't represent who I am as a person. And I'm just very sorry for that moment. And it was not a proud moment for me. And I think to learn that humility was a great lesson for me. But other than that, no. I mean, you know, we all have our moments and breakdowns and fun times. So no, that was the big one. Other than that, no.
I think you're having a great season. When we first spoke way back when, you told me, because I live in New York, you have an apartment in New York City. So in an alternate world, if you weren't part of the Beverly Hills Housewives, would you ever join Real Housewives of New York City?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that, I think that was like my, that was my go-to housewife show that I've watched. You know, because I don't watch all of them. I'm starting to now, because you get addicted. They're so fun. You do. You just get addicted and you want to know these women, but sure. And also I love New York, you know, it's like my home away from home. So, and I love watching it because I love seeing the city.
I love New York. Do you know any of the New York housewives that are on now, like Luann, any of them?
No, I don't. Actually, it was funny. I was out for lunch and a friend of mine was FaceTiming with Luann. So I met her through FaceTime. No, Dorinda and I have been texting. So that's kind of fun. She, and I'm like, we haven't actually gotten to see each other face to face, but I'm always like, when I'm in town next, we have to get cocktails or something. Cause I think she'd be just, she's a cool chick, I think.
Dorinda's so much fun. What's the funnest thing about texting with Dorinda?
That, not, I mean, I don't know, just trying to plan to get cocktails, just like our schedules never meet. She just seems like really super nice. And she's got this new book out and she wanted to give me a book. She just seems like a really genuine person.
She's amazing. What about, you know, I ask you so many questions about what do you regret if you regret anything? What was the best part of this season? Like, what was the highlight for you?
Well, I think this is hilarious, but the highlight is terrible because I had a really bad injury to my ankle and in Del Mar. And so the highlight really might have been when Garcelle pushed me around in the wheelchair. I had a whole 24 hours of driving Miss Sutton, and she terrified me. She's a terrible wheelchair driver. And I think she wanted to push me off the cliff a couple of times. So yeah, that was the highlight for me.
Why was she so bad? Did she go like fast? Was she just not able to turn the corners? I mean, that could be scary, right?
The two of us we just have a lot of fun together. And I think she was relishing in the moment that I was injured and at her I was in her hands. My safety was in her hands.
I love it. What about final two questions, and we'll be quick and we'll wrap up. What about what do you think is the biggest misconception of Sutton Strack? Like, as people watch, you know, you're a second season, what do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
Well, I think there's the misconception that I cry all the time and that I'm too emotional. I think I had that moment, but I'm not like that all the time. And then I think there's a misconception that I might, I don't know, what could be another misconception? I mean, I think the misconception that I'm not open to talking about race, that's a huge misconception, because I'm very open to it and actually talk to a lot of my friends about it. And it's been sort of a gift, because I've gone back and talked to a lot of my friends about their problems growing up in America, being a person of color. So I'm completely open to that. And I think that's a big misconception that I'd like to fix and show people the real side of me.
And how nice is that, that you can say, like, this experience with the Housewives.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thank you for that, Bravo, that I get to now go back to my friends and say, look, I'm sorry that I never asked you these questions. And I really want to learn more about that side of your personality. And that's what I've been doing. So
that's amazing. Yeah. And final question, and then we'll wrap up. There are, when I put out that I was speaking to you today, you know, I got a gazillion DMs, and the overall arching thing was, she, like I said before, she's earned her diamond, like the center of the whole show, the nucleus, like the, how does that feel though? When people are saying that?
Well, you know, I don't know. Cause you know, when we're filming, I'm just being myself. So it's not with any agenda or anything like that. And I think, you know, my first season, I was a bit shy and I was a bit reserved and kind of watching everything. And this season, I just was more comfortable. I knew everybody except for Crystal and Kathy. So I was more ready to express my feelings and express my opinion on everything. And I think when you do this show, that's the most important thing to do. Because otherwise, you're just kind of sitting there watching. You have to engage. But I didn't do it for any reason other than just being myself.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Well, the audience, Sutton, is loving it.
Oh, so sweet.
Congratulations again on Jimmy Kimmel, first housewife ever.
It was so fun.
It looks really fun. Where can everybody find you online so they can follow you? Who doesn't follow you already?
I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at social media. On Instagram, I think I'm just at Sutton Strack.
I'll share Twitter, it with everyone too.
Okay, yeah. I think it's weird because my Twitter is Sutton B Strack. And then my store is the Sutton Concept. So that's where we are. And yeah, go to my store Instagram because it's really fun to look at all the stuff that we put up, all the clothes and stuff. It's kind of very cool. My store, she's so great. Georgia at my store is so good. And she does all of it herself and she does such a great job. So it's fun to see how she puts everything together.
It's cute. And it changes. Yeah. So if people come and visit often, yeah. It changes.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to thank you, everyone surrounding you, like, for making this happen again. It's always a pleasure when you're here.
It's so fun. It's great to see you.
You can come back again next season.
Okay.
So
well, we hope, you know, you never know what's happening. So
I'm going to go to Vegas and put the money on the fact that we know. Thank you again, Sutton. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you. You have a good day too. Hope it's not too hot in New York.
It's not. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.